This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Shanna Lee Gardner, the ex-wife of murdered Microsoft executive Jared Bridegain, getting some attention this week, switching attorneys now to the very same attorney who represented Casey Anthony and several others in very high-profile cases over the last handful of years, cases in which the innocence of those that were found innocent or guilty very much in question. Nothing says innocent like saying, I need Jose Baez to represent me because the cards are very stacked against me. And they are. He is a very good attorney. But I don't know. The optics on this one, I don't even know what to make of it. She already looks extremely guilty. It's very hard to imagine a world where she would not have knowledge of this hit going out on her ex-husband. But hey, Jose can do wonders.
Yeah, this one to me is just pretty insane because her behavior. Okay, so we'll suppose that, you know, she's been accused of this, that she did it for our hypothetical here. Why? I mean, when I looked up the types of people that hire hitmen, they're called instigators. And yes, they're generally for retribution, they're wound collectors, they're constantly placing the blame on others. But this was like simmering for like, was it 5 or 7 years that this custody battle's been going on? And it seemed to be amicable in the sense that they shared custody.
Yeah.
And for someone that has the outward appearance of being self-centered and potentially spoiled because she comes from a very wealthy family. Why is she battling so hard for the kids to the point where she's willing to hire a hitman to kill her ex-husband? So that's a nice defense, right? But same time, though, the way the hit was done was so clearly a hit. Mm-hmm. And there's no other person with a motivation.
Yeah.
It just, like, who else? I mean, so there's a hidden part to her personality that we're not seeing because what we see makes no sense whatsoever.
It really does. I mean, is this someone who really is just incredibly unintelligent and somehow thought, hey, if we do it this way, we can get rid of him? And being surrounded also by idiots that didn't see, you know, the storm brewing out there if you go into it. I don't know another way to look at this because it is so incredibly stupid the way this was done. I mean, not to give advice to somebody on how to place a hit, but this is not the way to do it.
No, because it was such a trail of easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, boy, flipping about easy because there is no open and shut case on anything. Mm-hmm. The tragedy, 4 children left without a father. That's the huge tragedy there. And a guy that seemed like a very devoted father that placed the needs of his children above his career and things like that. I mean, and like you said, idiots speaking to other idiots in an echo chamber, this is what the result is. I mean, that's your only explanation because I cannot for the life of me figure out she didn't do it for the money. She did it for custody of children that she already shared custody with. Mm-hmm. And it's not like she's trying to save them from a bad father. I mean, none of it makes any sense, except there's got to be hidden personality issues that we haven't been on display for some reason, because otherwise it makes no sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Her and her new husband, Mario Saldana, who obviously was charged earlier this summer, and then we waited and finally she was charged. They're still married. There hasn't been any talk of any sort of divorce or anything of that nature. I can't imagine it will last if they're both behind bars separately. But at the same point, where or why would Mario go and do this hit on his own? I mean, is that the angle they're going to take, you think, when it comes to trial, considering they're still married? I know there's the rule that they don't have to testify against each other, but that seems to be the only road that they can take on this, to somehow show that she had no knowledge of it and this was some sort of horrific gift from her husband against her ex.
What would be his motivation? That's what I mean.
I
mean,
I don't even know. Other than, like, is this someone like where she, you know, sits there and complains and this, you know,
and that look sort who they got thing. To do it. This guy that's just blabbing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, just.
Yeah. Idiot echo chamber.
As we've said on numerous cases evolved with murderers, sometimes you have really high intelligent ones that you're just like in awe of the fact that they were so well planned out, so well thought out. And matter of fact, the ones that haven't been caught yet are just those people. And then you have ones that apparently look like this. So you're like, you can't make sense of it because it is so just beyond comprehension about how they could even think this was a good idea on any day. And especially since when you're hiring a hitman, this is not like a crime of passion. It's not a murder of passion. It's not in the moment. This was a plan. That's why it's also she's up for the death penalty on this, because this takes planning and a level of malevolence.
Malevolence.
Yeah, there you go.
I screw up that word all the time. Don't worry.
That escalates that level of death penalty. And for what? Because you're battling. I mean, literally, what was being contested? She wanted more custody over the children, but she had partial. I mean,
I think sometimes, you know, we're looking for logical answers because we're logical people. But then you have these people who are just an idiot in an echo chamber. And that's how this happens.
I guarantee you, if we were to ask her that question, if we could talk to her mind without her mouth, which is going to defend it, and if she is guilty, the mind will tell you a very logical answer in her mind that she has completely rationalized out about why she did this. Because here's a great law of human nature and human behavior. Everyone is extremely predictable, even her, if she's guilty. And that is, we will always act in our own best interests in terms of our safety, security, and prosperity for our own perspective. Our challenge is to figure out what the other person thinks that is. And so for some reason, she thought this was in her best interest to do this. And if we don't understand, it means we're not in that mind enough. And so that's what doing this behavioral assessment is all about, is understanding what the other person sees the world as a good move for them. Because for some reason, all these people that we're dealing with that have done these horrific things thought these were really good ideas. Mm-hmm.
And, crazy. Obviously, they're learning now. Bad idea.
But maybe they're learning that. I think they've rational. I mean, just take Lori Vallow.
Yeah,
she still thinks this is a fantastic idea, She thinks the rest of the world is nuts. It's a great idea to kill my kids because they thanked me from heaven.
It's amazing what the human mind is able to rationalize.
It is.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.